specifically changing the density allowances for new buildings downtown. First, the city hasn't been up to the new state standards for how many units building owners can create on a given property, and the council has voted unanimously to move ahead with plans that would allow developers to double the number of market-rate units allowed if they build enough affordable housing, says Santa Rosa supervising planner Jessica Jones.
Really, what this ordinance is trying to do is to be part of the broader citywide effort to address the housing issues and the council's housing goals.
She says the density changes would be coming to downtown near transit, with the idea of reducing sprawl and making the now sleepy downtown area more vibrant. That was the goal that started before thousands of people lost their homes in the fall of 2017. Now it takes on more urgency. Councilmember Julie Combs.
This density bonus ordinance update is a key, meets a key goal that our council has had in stimulating housing in Santa Rosa. This is a major piece of that.
The city has also voted to reduce fees for new buildings and has expedited processing for some residential developments. Megan Goldsby, KCBS.